With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
You are fired up.
I know.
I've not seen you this mad about something. It's like,
I know.
We want to talk about how you got back at an ex. And because Whisper, the app where people go in and confess stupid things, it's kind of like cathartic to go in there and just say, I put chili powder in my ex's underwear.
Why?
There it is.
I'll never. It fascinates me to no end that when a woman is told, a guy tells a woman that it's just not working for him, the first thought that enters her head is to break the law. I just don't understand.
Or hurt them in some way, yeah.
Just, it's immature, it's irrational. As guys, we just move on. We don't need to revenge
anything.
Whoa.
Let me get this straight.
What?
So you believe that we're going to take calls from people who got revenge on an ex.
And it's always women. It's always the story.
You don't think there's going to be any men that call and say, I did...
Possibly.
I shoved shrimp in their inner curtain rods before I left.
It's always women that do that. I'm sorry, but every time we do this topic...
I will say this. As a guy, when I break up, my first instinct is to just go sleep with someone else.
Okay.
I don't want to...
For revenge or
no,
just to move
I just
on?
Wanna, I'm just like, yeah, sweet.
You move on.
Yeah, I'm just moving forward.
Yes, and... Okay. So because when I get dumped... Keying cars and putting pepper in underwear and immaturity.
That's one of the ones that somebody confessed. They said they keyed his car.
Because that's mature. I don't know. I just don't get it.
It's definitely not mature. I will say.
There's no logic in it.
I remember. Do you remember that big news story where it was like they had been married for years and she found out he was cheating on her or whatever. So she didn't key his car. She like spray painted.
Oh, that.
Hope you're happy with the whore. And then like threw all of his clothes. Like so his Suburban sitting there with spray paint on it and all his clothes are around and his guitar's broken and like just everything's
so rational
sitting in the, wow. Wow.
I'm sorry. It's just, I'd never understand this behavior.
I'm going to say this. There's one on this list that's kind of happened to you.
Okay.
It says for tell him you're pregnant. Tell him you're pregnant. And this happened live on the air.
It did.
A girl called us and said, hey, Steve, I'm pregnant.
Uh-huh.
And she wasn't.
Uh-huh.
What they say, if you really want to get back at your ex and you're going to tell him you're pregnant, you got to find a girl in your circle of friends who is pregnant. Have her pee on the stick. Have her pee on a couple sticks. And then you mail a stick to him and you mail a stick to his parents saying, congratulations, you're going to be a dad. Congratulations, you're going to be grandparents. So that everybody is like...
Sounds like a lot of work. And the end game, and what do we get out of that?
Best case scenario, he comes crawling back to you on his hands and knees going, take me back. I want to raise this baby with you.
Good luck.
And then you go like, oh, yeah, I just took another test. I guess I'm not pregnant. Psych!
Oh.
And then you get to break up with him. I don't know.
Wow.
I don't know what the end game.
A lot of work.
See, what you're doing is you're ruining it.
I am.
It's because.
Because out of the irrationality, we get great, crazy stories.
That's what we want. We want your great, crazy stories. And just understand that Steve is going to be judging living crap out of you.
I'll just let. Just know. I'll just sit here.
One man tried to convince his cheating girlfriend that he'd caught an STD from her.
Once again, immature, but yes, you're right. Guys do it too.
I know somebody. Yeah, I know somebody who did that. Somebody I'm very close, just started telling everybody that she had the H1, the herp.
Oh, you knew someone that did that?
Yes. They're related to me.
What?
Remember the bar we used to have to go to Longmont to get that person out of?
Yes.
He started telling everybody at the bar
not.
That his ex had, oh, and by the way, he's a he, so not just girls
you're
do
right.
this.
Right, and that's so immature.
He told everybody that she had.
Get out.
Yes. so that she wouldn't get to sleep with anybody else. Because Longmont didn't have...
there was small. Everyone knows. Yes. Yeah.
There was three places you went to hit on people. And Hurricane Charlie's was the best.
Oh, my gosh.
And he told everybody...
How did that play out? So then...
She was in a dry spell. She had to come down here. She had to come down to Denver.
Wow.
She had to come to Thirsties. I don't know. I'm just naming bars that don't exist anymore.
Pinkies.
Because Hurricane Charlie's got pinkies. There you go. She had to play pool in Westminster on pink pool tables. Yeah! By the way, if you're under the age of 100 and you don't know what pinkies is, it's cool. It's cool. It was a place that they had pink pool tables. It was sort of like, yeah. It's sort of like what the what's the name of the spot you go? I can't even remember the name of it because I'm never sober when I get there.
Where you go get
breakfast on Broadway. It's like the diner.
Oh, yeah, that
place.
That place, yeah.
Yeah, so pinkies was that if you wanted to still have one more really bad beer before you went to have breakfast. You'd go somewhere and have fun, and it's like, I don't know, let's go play pool first.
That's so right.
I don't even remember what we're talking about.
Oh yeah,
got back into that. Another way to get back at your ex, post his or her number on dating sites.
Oh, I've heard that one a lot, yeah. And then they get random calls, and yeah.
When Craigslist was still doing their casual encounters and all that stuff, that was a big thing. It was like, dudes or girls would put up like, I really like this type of person, just come to my house, here's my address, don't even knock, walk in my apartment, and it's like, people do it. People will...
So it's annoying for they have to answer their phone.
Annoying and dangerous.
There's that part,
yeah.
Too. Yeah,
I mean, because some of the people responding to that ad might be crazy enough to go like, no, I insist.
Ugh.
Another one, hack into his or her social accounts. Because here's the deal. If you dated somebody for even a short period of time,
you would know their other passwords.
You either know their passwords or you know the way to get them. Because there's always those like, what elementary school do they go to? I know.
Oh, and you're okay. Like, okay.
And you're in.
Nice.
And then you start posting stuff like, I'm dumb. I don't know what you post. I don't know the next part of the game because I don't get revenge on exes.
I haven't gotten that far, but
I would just be like, hey, it's your boyfriend. I'm out sleeping with somebody else. Send.
How do you spell?
P-I-N-K-I-E. Wait, that's pinky.
Well, that's worse. Never mind.
Wow, if you're still listening, congratulations.
Right, I'm sorry.
No, I loved reminiscing about pink pool tables.
Okay, yeah.
It was awesome. Remember Shakespeare's? It was another pool ball.
Oh my gosh, vaguely, yes.
Yeah, Shakespeare's.
Look
was good
at
too.
You. Wow.
It closed down. There's really not a lot of pool halls anymore.
Whatever happened to that fad?
Yeah, so if you got revenge on an ex, you got back at your ex, and it somehow involves a pool hall that's no longer open. We're going to like you even more for that. Are we going to try to pull this back together? We're just going to move on to something else.
I mean,
there's plenty of other stuff we could be doing today.
True. But
so we're kind of committed to this. You want
a little bit.
Oh, there are people calling.
Okay. Thank goodness.
All right. Well, I guess somebody got arrested. Okay. We're going to talk to somebody who's been arrested.
Nice.
But if you got revenge on your ex or they got back at you, whatever it is, if you got some revenge ex stuff, we want to hear all about it. Rachel.
Yay.
Yay. If you know what we're talking about, could you tell us?
Please, because, yeah.
I would, but I have no idea.
Ah, okay. Good. I think it says something about got back at an ex. If you can pull us back together, that'd be swell.
Right, yeah. No, so mine is, I didn't do it, but my ex did.
What did he do?
We broke up, and he's like, use my car and get your stuff off, like, and take your stuff to your mom's. Like, it'll be cool. Like, we ended on good terms. Like that. Well, I loaded the car up with my stuff. I took off. He reported the car stolen.
He set you up.
Yeah.
Oh, that is set up.
And everything.
Oh.
You're like, I swear he let me take it.
Right.
Oh.
Yeah, I was like, he let me take it. And he's like, he reported it that you stole it with all his stuff in. And it looked like I stole his stuff.
Yep.
God, he's great.
That was brutal.
Was this
fact? I was in jail. I had to get bailed out, everything. Like, and I didn't get paid back for any of this money. Like, he pressed charges on me. Like, he was so funny.
And it was a guy, right?
It was a guy.
Steve's theory's all shot to poo.
Okay, well, we're all
only girls do this. Thank you for the call, Rachel.
That was actually wicked.
Easily one of my favorite things.
Right.
I mean, if you're going to go for it.
That's brilliantly simple, but that's top shelf. I mean, that's a lot.
Is. Beth.
Yay.
Yay.
Got back at an ex, I think.
My brother broke up with his girlfriend, and she cut the crotch out of all of his pants.
There's dedication there. Did she do a good job so he could at least wear them as chaps?
Or was it... Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
Oh, she did nice.
If I had nice underwear, I'd still wear them.
Okay, what?
Yeah, because they're like a chap.
That's because that's what you want to be seeing.
Well, where are you going? The Stampede? Is that still around? I think it might be.
I think that one
is. Is the Stampede still around?
I think he probably could.
It's over here. It's not far from here. Wow. You know what?
Huh?
She bailed.
I know.
We didn't even have to hang up on her. She was like, well, they're going back into the bar talk, so I've got other things to do. I need somebody to tell me if the Stampede's still there.
I need closure, too.
Is it? Yeah, over there? Is it still there?
It's next to the Smiling Moose.
Well, it's next to like a volleyball thing. Like the,
oh, that's right.
They have the volleyball pitch or something. I swear. I hope you guys are enjoying today's show because I'm 99% sure we're fired when we turn the mics off this time.
We'll see you at the dive bar.
Yeah, we will definitely. When you hear Slacker and Steve reviving the Pinkies franchise, it's because we don't work here. Taylor?
Yay.
Got back at an ex.
Yeah.
So my ex-husband was abusive and he was a cheater.
Oh.
So I got fed up. So I went to court and I filed for divorce. The court agreed that we were married and I got $26,000 out of it.
Oh, score. Yes! Nicely done.
Well played.
Wow. Why not?
You got him.
Yep.
You still got that cash? Because we could use investors in Pinkies.
It's actually in my savings account so I can buy a new house.
That's okay. Come on over, though, when you
Pink
get all
pool
set
tables
up.
Yes. Are really awesome. Thank you, Taylor. People are so confused right now.
Well, so I think we might be.
Nicole?
Yay!
Got back at an ex.
All right, so this was back in Detroit, and the boyfriend at the time, we caught him cheating, and he regularly had to cross the border into Canada all the time for work.
Oh.
So my family and I kind of got together, and we took some grandma's Vicodin pills, and we took whatever weed we could find, and planted it in the trunk of his vehicle.
No!
And eventually he did get caught with just a random search. You know, they have the drug dog all the time now, so... you had a really fun day at the border trying to explain how that got there.
No! That's
sucks.
That's not a little thing! That's international crime!
It is.
Oh my god!
He's locked up abroad.
He's really locked up all the time, I swear.
Oh my god. Do you have a job? Because we need you as the hostess of our new Pinkies franchise.
Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.